Town board plans not yet set in stone. Consultation is not yet done. People worried about the impact of the proposed changes to their town centre have been promised. Calderdale councillors heard the authority had received one of the largest petitions submitted to it, expressing concerns about some of the projects included in the successful £17.5 million town board deal for Todmorden. Presenting the petition, businesswoman and former mayor of the town, Julie Stansfield, said a particular concern was loss of the central branch square, which is next to Todmorden Market and Market Hall. Proposals indicate removal of some parking spaces. It also serves the town hall, theatre and other businesses in the town centre, she said. The market is the hub centre and the heart of the community. For the markets to survive and small businesses to continue, Bramsh Square is essential, said Mrs. Stansfield. She said petitioners felt they had not been consulted on proposals and urged councillors, Calderdale is accountable body for the board, to request Todmorden Town Deal Board to meet with residents and have public discussions about where the money is spent. Responding, Councillor Sarah Courtney, Labour, Calderdale, the Council's Cabinet Member for Towns, Engagement and Public Health, said there had been a history of consultations over many years. The board was not complacent, recognised there were major challenges ahead and a programme of opportunities to continue talking to the local people in due course was being planned, said Councillor Courtney. Citing recent events at the Hippodrome Theatre and the former Todmorden College building, Councillor Sylvia Dakey, Labour Todmorden, who is also a board member, said, I do feel there has been the opportunity for all residents in Todmorden to come along and talk to us. Bramsh Square was central to the market, but the board felt proposals would enhance it and attract visitors, she said. A public space and flexible stalls allowing a variety of uses for the area are proposed. Both said there would be more consultation opportunities as detailed plans were developed. But, supporting the petition, Councillor James Baker, Lib Dem Worley, said while setting out with the best intentions there had obviously been a big disagreement. This is one of the largest petitions we've had to Calderdale and something must have gone badly wrong for so many people not to be behind that. As I understand, a lot of concerns are from the market traders over their livelihoods as to where people are going to be able to park and visit Todmorden and the threat that puts the market under and the damage that could do to the economy, he said. Councillor Helen Brudel, Labour Todmorden, also a council representative on the board, said, nothing is set in stone. There is a lot that can still can be changed within the plans.